Up in the Sky, radio play adaptation, is a fan-written, cast-starring, and produced audio adaptation of Tom King's graphic novel, Superman Up in the Sky. All characters, stories, and ideas are product of DC Comics. The non-profit production you're about to listen to is in no way sponsored, produced, or endorsed by DC Comics. Superman was created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. This adaptation is written, directed, and edited by Dylan Silcox. Starring in order of appearance, Ethan King, Jamie Springett, Dylan Silcox, Thomas Lavery, Frank Pugh, and Emma Schultz. Special thank you to Vivian Provost, Jamie Springett, and Frank Pugh for helping edit the script you're about to hear. There may be loud sounds and abrupt noises throughout the episode. Please enjoy episode 1 of Up in the Sky. Lois, I'll be back in a moment. Bruce, how can I help?
Gotham was attacked last night. 17 dead, 2 foster children, 1 alive at Gotham Mercy. The other is missing.
I'm sorry, Bruce.
Talk to her.
And we were just outside playing superheroes. Miss Jan gave us toys. She gave me your toy, but Alice always takes it because Superman is her favorite. Then we heard, Alice and I saw Batman, and we tried to run across the street because we knew he'd keep us safe, but I got so scared, I pulled us behind a car. I fell right on my knee and it hurt, but I tried my best not to, but it hurt really bad. So I tried not to, like I've been taught. But I cried a little. It was just a little bit, I promise. It wasn't even loud. I closed my eyes to try to stop crying. I promise I was trying my best not to, but I couldn't stop. Then I heard the spacesuit man walk up behind us. Then Alice screamed. I'm sure she didn't want to scream, but she did, and it took her. I tried to be like Batman and get her, but I didn't have all the toys he has. Well, Alice still had my toy. I mean, your toy. But I tried anyway. When I got up and screamed at the spacesuit man, he just hit me, and it really hurt. And everything I saw was like it was fuzzy. I heard Batman run to her, so I don't know how they still got her, because Batman was going to save her. Then I woke up here. I promised that's all I could do. No matter how much I tried, I promised Superman I really tried hard. I wanted to help her, but...
I know you did, Jenna. You were very brave. There was nothing more you could have done. Batman himself told me how much he appreciated your help. Now, I just have one more question, if you won't mind me asking.
Of course, Superman.
Did you see where Alice was taken?
Yes, up in the sky.
Perry, that was that one case in Gotham that we could cover. The attack last night that left 17 dead and a missing girl. The attack seemed to be more of, like, extraterrestrial origin. I know aliens are more of our thing than is Gotham, so I thought I might take some time and look into it.
Oh, yes. I see. An attack, you say? In what city was that again?
It was Gotham, Chief.
Okay, great. I thought for a second you were actually doing your job and worrying about our city. Listen, Kent. Thousands of murders happen across this planet every day. Hell, in this climate, stories of alien invasions are ran every Tuesday, even over in Smallville. We're in Metropolis. We handle Metropolis events for Metropolis people. We've got villains pouring out of every crevice this city's got, and you think I'm gonna send what is supposed to be one of my best reporters out for one kid? Think twice, Kent. There were 37 murders that happened in Gotham yesterday alone.
But Chief...
Listen, Clark. I know it's tough, but we need to prioritize. If we focus an entire journalist on one girl, then there may be a story involving hundreds of lives lost in Metropolis that doesn't get told. We can't risk you not being here for that, Kent.
I understand, Chief.
Help the girl.
Bruce, it's not that easy. That could take weeks, months, and that's just to start. I have responsibilities here.
As do I, Clark, which is why I'm staying. But there's a difference between you and me, between you and everyone. We are who we are. You're Superman. It's what you do.
I suppose they do need you, don't they, Clark?
Everything can fall apart in a month, or a day, or even an hour. If I'm not here to stop it, who will? The Earth needs me, Pa. I have to keep it up. It's just one girl.
I suppose you're right.
And the whole Lantern Corps is out searching for her. They already narrowed down a sector of space she might be in. I'm just one person, and they... They'll find her.
Yeah, I suppose they will. Unless they don't, that is. Then, well, that little girl just won't ever be found. She'll just be up there. Alone, scared, hurt maybe. Waiting. Hoping. Well, you know... Little kids always got hope. That's the lesson you taught me, son. You always had hope through everything. And you really faced everything. And she'll have it too. No matter how lost she is, she'll be thinking, it's all right. Someone will save me.
But Pa... I know I need to, but... There are others I can save. Others I need to save. One moment, Pa.
Clark, it's Bruce. That girl that you met at the hospital?
Jenna?
Yeah, she took a turn. She passed away in her sleep last night. I'm sorry, Clark. I just thought you should know.
Thank you, Bruce.
How long?
I'm not sure, Lois. A while.
What if Lex does something? Brainiac? Zod? Toyman? Hell, it seems like these days I can't go a day without falling off of a building or out of an airplane.
Her name's Alice.
You can't save everyone, Clark.
No. I can't. But maybe I can save her.
Okay, go. And as a favor, while you're gone, I will try not to fall off any buildings.
I'd appreciate that. That'd be very helpful.
I'm not making any promises. Like I said, I will try. It's kind of my whole brand, so if the time comes, I have to keep up appearances.
I understand. Just saying thank you for making the effort.
Okay, well, you're welcome.
It's Superman! Where are you going, Superman?
Up in the Sky, Radio Play Adaptation, is a fan-written, cast-starring, and produced audio adaptation of Tom King's graphic novel, Superman, Up in the Sky. All characters, stories, and ideas are product of DC Comics. The nonprofit production you just heard is in no way sponsored, produced, or endorsed by DC Comics. Superman was created by Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster. The adaptation was written, directed, and edited by Dylan Silcox. Starring, in order of appearance, Ethan King, Jamie Springett, Dylan Silcox, Thomas Lavery, Frank Pugh, and Emma Schultz. Once again, a special thank you to Vivian Provost, Jamie Springett, and Frank Pugh for helping edit the script you just listened to. Thank you for listening to episode 1 of Up in the Sky.